on my last flight, if I wouldn't have finished that flight, I would have come home to sell war bonds.
That's Herk Streitberger of Bedford. And that last flight did not go as planned. Instead, the B-24 Liberator bomber on which he served as gunner was shot down. And as he puts it, Herk became a guest of the German government for about a year. During that time, Herk managed to learn to speak a little German, and he learned how to barter the food and supplies in his care packages from the Red Cross. As it turns out, those two skills came in handy when he and several other prisoners decided to make their escape.
In the closing days of the war, the Russians were getting close, so they evacuated us from the prison camp that I was in, Stalag Luft 4 in northern Germany. And we marched for February 6th or sometime in April in the worst winter they ever had. I survived. We got to another camp. The Americans and the English got too close. They started to march us back again. So two other buddies and I, we had cooked up a scheme. We were able to escape. We hid out in the woods for about 6 days. Then a tremendous firefight took place. We could hear the shells and rockets going overhead. It finally ceased. We wondered what's out there. So we figured, let's find out. As we were walking out, who did we bump into but a German officer? He immediately pulled his pistol out, but he held it towards the ground. So fortunately, being able to speak German, I said to him, he said, who are you? I said, we're escaped prisoners of war. We made up our mind if we were caught, we would tell the truth. Then I became a salesman. I said to him, I said, when was the last time you tasted a good cigarette and a real cup of coffee? He said, long in sight, long time. So I took him to our little camp, but we had a little can of water heating up. So I had this instant coffee from the Red Cross parcel, and I'm feeding him a good American cigarette. Well, he's enjoying that. So finally I said to him, I said, look, who's out there? He says, English Tommies, a slang for the English soldiers. I said, why don't you surrender to us? We'll go in and tell him you treated us all right. No, no, no. He said, I have to get home. I'm going that way. He said, you go to where the Tommies are. We shook hands, and he took off, and we got to the English Tommies. The English said, okay, they fed us royally. What they call us RAMPS, R-A-M-P-S, Recovered Allied Military Personnel. Camp Lucky Strike, and that's where they processed us, and then eventually put on the troop ship, came home.
That's Herk Streitberger of Bedford, a B-24 gunner who escaped from a German POW camp at the end of the Second World War. Herk is in his 90s now. He and his wife have 4 kids and 7 grandchildren. And with a twinkle in his eye, Herk says he's happy to still be here to brag about it all.
Hail the man, the guns in the sky. Lift your old chapeau to each and every guy. To his courage in the blue and the things he learned to do. He's a part of a team and right on the beam for you and you and you. Hail the man, the guns in the sky. Toast the men with wings as they go thundering by. Everyone's a lucky seven, and they give them good from heaven. Hail the men that man the guns.